and welcome to the first episode of our podcast series. Joining us today is the head of the Allied Academy, Nicola Bernardo. Hi, Nicola, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Lindy?
I am doing great. Nicola, can you give us a quick overview of the Allied Academy and its mission within the overall Allied Group?
Sure. So the Allied Academy is registered and accredited with CACITA. We present a diploma in event coordination, which we present over a three-year period. It involves a lot of practical, 1,900 hours, as well as 14 theoretical subjects. Together with the practical and theory, the students also are involved in various workshops and short courses. Well, the mission with the Allied Group itself is we work very closely with the Allied Group, and that is presenting the students with really the best in the industry where they can work with well-trained professionals.
Now, I also know that the Allied Group is celebrating its 20th year in the industry this year, and I want you to just quickly touch on what the entities within the Allied Group does.
There's many entities within the Allied Group, 11, and they do various professional things within the industry. So, for example, there's DINS, our bar and staffing company. We run Allied events in Cape Town as well as in Joburg. Then there's Allied weddings. We also run the venue on Lawrence Fitt Wine Estate called Laurent, as well as a new venue on the farm, Laurent Lounge. We also run at the Zeitz Contemporary Art Museum in the waterfront, the Ocular Lounge, which is a restaurant during the day and an event space in the evening. Then we also have A Create and A Floral. That's a warehouse in Somerset West, and they focus on styling of furniture and obviously floristry as well. We also run the Lawrence Fitt Market on Lawrence Fitt Wine Estate, which are presented over weekends and open to anybody, local community and people in and around the Western Cape.
It really seems like you guys do offer quite a lot of experience for the students that come through the Allied Academy doors. And of course, all of these entities had to start somewhere. What would you say inspired the creation of the Allied Academy, and how has it evolved over the years?
So yes, the Allied Academy was started in 2009 by Allied Swanepoel and Hans Rosenskoen. The Allied Group actually was started in 2002 by Allied Swanepoel, but they, while working years in the industry, they really wanted to train professional coordinators in the industry, and that was really something that lacked in events as well as in the hospitality industry. And through that, they really wanted some individuals who can coordinate and execute awesome events. So in 2009, they then decided to start the Allied Academy. It was started in Stellenbosch with only 5 students in a coffee shop. Obviously, no curriculum, nothing like that. And then obviously, over the years, we created really a jam-packed curriculum consisting of 14 subjects for the students. Practical hours that they do quite a lot, and then as well as numerous workshops and short courses. So Allied was somebody that was always the face of the Allied Academy, and therefore he created the brand over the years. And he had a passion not only for creating amazing events, but also giving back to the community, obviously, as well as encouraging education. So he always had a passion for their education. So as a tertiary educational institution, we want to continue with Allied the brand, and that is to really inspire individuals to pursue a successful career in the events and hospitality industry.
Now, unfortunately, as our listeners might know, we lost Allied Swanepoel last year. How would you say his passing changed the dynamic of the academy?
So Allied was always passionate about developing leaders in the events and hospitality industry, as well as giving back to the community. So he has definitely left a legacy to build on, as the Allied Academy has and will always continue building on the Allied way, as we call it, of educating and training our students. We are still actively involved on a daily basis in various charity events, and this creates a great platform for our students to learn and assist in creating memorable events.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I think he would be so proud to see how his legacy is still living on within the academy.
Definitely.
How would you say the tourism sector, now both local as well as international, how does that affect the events industry?
So when you look at the tourism sector, the local and international market, as you asked, it really consists of three areas, economic, social, as well as environmental. Now, if we look at tourism, since, you know, COVID, there was obviously a decrease in tourists, but since the end of 2021, 2022, that definitely increases. Mm. And on an economic scale or activity, that's really been quite an influx of tourists within South Africa, as well as in the Western Cape. And that really creates a demand for many different services and products. Mm. And the benefit really to that is the job creation that we have in the Western Cape specifically, as well as increase in revenue. And it also reduces poverty within South Africa. So the local as well as international sector within the events industry is really there to prompt social and environmental growth. And successful events can definitely help boost this specific area, not just media exposure that you can get or attracting future visitors, but also providing local jobs and also for local infrastructure improvements within the industry. So it's so positive. It's so needed within the events industry.
I completely agree. And something else that I want to quickly touch on is the fact that you mentioned a lot of successful events, and that goes hand in hand with the tourism industry doing really well. Now, in the fast-paced world of events, staying up to date is obviously very crucial. You know, everything is trending all the time, and we need to ensure that we stay on top of it with that. How does the Alate Academy ensure that its curriculum and training methods are aligned with the latest trends and technologies within the industry?
Yes, I think that's really twofold. If I can answer the question in really two different areas. One is we do and we need to keep up to date with our competitors. We need to be in constant contact with our alumni students, and we do that in various ways, social media, WhatsApp groups, etc., emails. It's also nice to keep in contact with them. Some of them are very successful entrepreneurs, and they are becoming our biggest competition. So we definitely want to keep in contact with them. And then when I look at the second part, is it's really our lecturers are on a daily basis involved within the industry. They work at various events. We work with the students at not just charity event, other events as well, big and small. Mm. And that creates a nice platform to bring something like that back to the classroom, where you can use so many different teaching methods, which is a little bit different in other institutions. So there can be nice class discussions, because we are actively as lecturers also involved with the industry, and that directly relates to what we actually see happening at events.
And it's so exciting. I had the honor of attending your 2023 graduation, and it was so cool to see how many of your students, of the graduates, they were like walking off the stage, and you know they are already walking into a brand new business or a job opportunity. And I want you to share some of your favorite success stories with us.
There's so many. One is definitely where the students really go out there and they either start their own business, something completely new, a new venture, or they collaborate with somebody else within the industry and they actually make a success of that specific business. But as well as saying that, is students that start working at other companies, and even if they start as junior or assistant managers, coordinators or project managers, they very quickly move up the career ladder, and you can see how that business expand by having a student or alumni from the Alate Academy.
And I'm sure that gives you such a warm feeling knowing that that student was once in one of your classes and now they are flourishing within the industry.
Definitely. And they go into so many successful entities. Like, for example, we have alumni that started very well-known making their own candles. We have very well-known florists, photographers, stylists in the industry. And then, of course, we currently have 12 graduates working at the Alate Academy and the Alate Group. So Crazy. Keeping the best.
Something that goes hand in hand with a job is a salary, of course. What is the average salary of a qualified event coordinator? And would you say the salary is competitive and sustainable?
So normally a starting salary is anything from 15,000 Rand per month. However, our graduates of the Alate Academy have a positive advantage as they are involved in the events industry already from their first year, and giving them practical experience and definitely the opportunity to collaborate with various other businesses. And therefore, they can quickly move up the career ladder. They can also then earn a good, sustainable salary.
There you have it, right from Nicolas Mal, the head of the Alate Academy, joining us today on our very first episode of our podcast series. Now, Nicolas, I want to also discuss with you the following. Obviously, you guys already have a lot going on and you have a very successful course that people can enroll in. But any exciting future ventures for the Alate Academy?
So something that we love to do is creating and developing new things within our current course. So there's always something new that we have up our sleeves that we are planning for the next intake or for an exciting second or third year group. But yes, we have various new projects and we will definitely reveal one of those very early in 2024.
Oh, so I'm not going to get anything from you today.
No, not today.
Stick around, stay tuned to the Alate Academy social media pages for more information on that. Nicolas, can you perhaps share some advice with individuals interested in pursuing a career in event management? What advice would you offer and how would you say the Alate Academy can be a stepping stone towards achieving that goal?
So the advice I would give to somebody is really to follow their dreams. Here we are focused on not just creating event coordinators or project managers, but really creating an individual. That is the reason why we focus on the practical. Very much we focus on the theoretical classes, but our students are creatives. They want to think outside of the box. And that's why we offer various workshops and short courses to them. And creating this stepping stone is not just a goal, but it's something that you would be able to use for the rest of your life. The skills that you develop here, the person that you will actually become while studying at the Alate Academy, is something that you are skills and knowledge you can use for the rest of your life.
So currently, one of the questions that I see coming up quite a lot is the fact that you guys only, like, why do you only offer in-person learning? Now, there's obviously a very important reason for that. What would you say that is?
I know there's been many debates on the in-person versus online, and I think you can definitely combine the two very successfully. Mm-hmm. But currently, the reason why we just do in-person education is people learn from one another. Mm-hmm. And it also creates a sense of belonging. It also assists in evolving you as an individual. And within the hospitality industry, it is about creating and serving people. And this is only possible by experience it in a class as well as practical environment. So in a classroom, students are better able to focus and also learn without distractions. And this definitely create a richer understanding through teaching people's body language, their voice. And you also create sort of a sense of, you know, how to connect with people, how to do problem solving, how to do networking within the industry. People come together with different backgrounds, different cultures. And this is something that's really important within events and hospitality When you go out there and you're going to work, you are definitely going to have relationships with different people, and you're going to communicate in different ways. And those are the things that build your self-confidence within a class environment.
And definitely. I can actually also add to that, because I was working from home quite a lot last year, and you just experience quite a different culture of your environment that you are in if you are actually in person. So I also think that is really important. And while we are talking about being online and doing things online, obviously our latest friend on the block is called AI. I know, well, I'm assuming you know a little bit about ChatGPT.
Yes.
You are aware.
Yes,
you
I
are
am.
Aware. So how do you think AI, ChatGPT, all of those things, do you think it poses as a threat to the future of the events industry?
I don't think so at all. I think it definitely comes with some challenges, but it is a game changer. And this is something that is just getting started. So, you know, it really enhances your networking opportunities and also provides personalized experiences. With leveraging on AI or ChatGPT, it definitely helps event planners planning better. They things that you can do, like you can understand attendee behavior, you can understand their preferences, their event performance can be improved by that. Also, analyzing historical data and real-time information, this is something that, you know, everybody struggles with. Where do I find that information? And now we can use the correct tools to actually suggest things like what is the most suitable dates and times and locations for events, things that you had to go and spend hours on that you have at the tip of your fingertips that you can just punch it into a system and use that to improve your event, the planning of it, as well as your logistics.
And I think also, just to add to that, I think obviously they can help you, AI can help you with ideas and with just making everything a little bit easier, but you're always going to need a physical person to go and execute the coordination of this event. And that's why I personally don't think AI poses as a threat, but like you said, more as a resource that event coordinators can use.
Absolutely, definitely a resource that can be used not just in practice, but also in the classroom, that can benefit everybody.
And while we are still on the topic of being online, Nicola, are you on Instagram?
I am.
Are you on Instagram? What do you do on Instagram?
Scroll and like. And I'm the person in the team that's, yeah, that's the scroller and the like. Yes.
Love that. TikTok?
No.
Are you familiar with TikTok?
I am familiar with TikTok.
Okay.
But probably not say I don't have the time to do that. It doesn't interest me that often, but I do chat about it in class to the students, and I actually listen to them, because that is something that's important to us, to listen to our students.
Yeah.
And luckily I have other lecturers that love TikTok, and that is a different way, obviously, connecting with people.
Okay, well, I'm glad to see that you are on the line, as they call it. Why would you say is it important to have a social media presence when entering this industry?
It's actually good you asked that question, because we just had the other day a discussion with the students in class around social media and the awareness, and obviously creating your presence in the events industry. So it's really important to obviously build your portfolio while studying. As you work at so many different events, you're not going to remember all of them. And it also creates numerous opportunities throughout the course of your studies to obviously build your portfolio. And then when entering the job market, the event industry can see that you have what you have done as a student and what you also can bring to the table. And it's hugely beneficial for brand awareness, not just as a person, but also as a student at the Elite Academy. And you can connect with your brand before, during, and obviously after specific events or your studies. It also builds trust during the time that you spend on social media, and obviously connecting with people, sharing common interests and as well as experiences.
And definitely something that we spoke about the other day, me and one of my other colleagues, it's really sometimes nice for the client to see that you have a personal aspect that you bring to the table as well. Like, you're not just this, you have a personal side to you as well. And you have an online presence, which makes you kind of legit. Thank you. Thank you, Nicola, for joining us. If people want to ask you some more questions, because I think I am done for today, how can they get in touch with you?
They're more than welcome to. They can contact us on, we have a team@alateacademy.co.za email address. My work email address is Nicola, N-I-C-O-L-A, @alateacademy.co.za. Or they're also more than welcome to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all the others.
And you can do as Nicola does, scroll and like to your heart's desire. That's A-L-E-I-T Academy. Thank you so much, Nicola. We look forward to having you back.